Welcome to the first live recording of Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden, the premier sketch comedy podcast brought to you by Memoriam Development. We're here at Lawler's on Archer in Chicago. Let's drop in our favorite tyrant space lord, Zagron the Conqueror, and his best friend, Arthur Snurd.
Arthur, what is this lawless place again?
Zagron, for the last time, it's Lawler's. This is a place where people come to pound back a few and have a good time. A bar, you know? They do have those on your planet, right?
On Graxulon Prime, we have abattoirs that you can visit and drink the blood of your vanquished enemies.
Well, that's more like a tailgating party at a Packers game, but close enough, I guess. Geez, I feel like a broken record here, but you gotta loosen up a bit. You know what I'm saying? When's the last time you hooked up with,
a platoon of bloodthirsty necropirates?
No, dumbass. A woman. You really need to get your spring unwound a bit.
Ah. In my time with you, I have come to realize you mean sexual intercourse for non-procreative purposes.
Potato, potato. Yeah, you gotta have some. Have you ever tried talking to any of the ladies here?
To what end? I need not emit sound waves from my mouth hole to achieve seminal ejaculation.
Well, ain't you Mr. Romance. Look, Valentino, you gotta make an emotional connection with people before you try the old hump and pump.
Well, I suppose I should trust your wisdom on the subject of wooing and bedding Terran females, a subject you return to distressingly often.
Atta boy. Hey, look, there are some cute ladies sitting down right next to us. You should make a move.
Yes, any of them should be appropriate with which to become jiggy.
Remember, try to be gentlemanly. Or at least not totally offensive. In other words, whatever you do, don't be yourself.
Understood. Female!
Hello?
Hello! I mean you no harm!
Oddly, that's not the worst opening line I've heard tonight. But please know, I've got a can of mace and I am totally ready to fuck you up.
Excellent. I am ready to be fucked. But let us indulge in microscopic talk as convention dictates. How is your favorite team of gladiators? Ha! Mine as well.
Isn't there a psychiatric hospital around here? Let me call a cop to give you a ride.
Bah, I grow impatient. Shall we go to your domicile to achieve penetration or mine? Ah! Arthur! She has applied a large amount of force to my reproductive organs using her surprisingly powerful hind leg.
Yeah, those dark markings probably added a little extra oomph.
The pain is extraordinary. I have not been assaulted so since I was in the slave pits of Corrigan 5. I believe I am in love.
Just like Romeo and Juliet.
Ha ha! Yeah! All right, let's do it. Suck it. Come on, everyone. Let's go join the fun in Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden. It's not far to go. We'll enjoy the show in Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden. Come on and come on. We'll grab you by the balls in Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden.
Okay, Clouds. You already know we're in between seasons. So far as the weather goes, we need to cover our bases. I've heard talk of wind and cold, so we're going to need cirrus and stratocumulus today. Oh, and it's supposed to rain in an hour, so Nimbostratus, we'll need you on the pitch as well.
Did you say Nimbostratus?
Si, my numero uno. Nothing says spontaneity like you.
Okay, let me hydrate.
Hey, Nimbus. I'm getting the feeling that you're dragging your feet. Or would you like if you had any, you know?
Coach, have you ever had performance problems? You know, like with the raindrop water cycle?
Are you okay? Have you been seeding with steroids again?
No way! It's just, if I'm not doing the job I'm supposed to be doing, what if I'm not good at discharging rain?
Hey, we only use cloud speak around here.
What if I'm not actually good at ejaculating on people?
Look, kid, you're a rain cloud. Your father was a rain cloud, and his father was a rain cloud, and all of them love ejaculating on people.
But I'm not like them. I'm not some big cumulonimbus swinging thunder dick. I'm a little nimbostratus cloud.
Scientifically, you're correct. But you're loud. You have no shh, my kids are asleep in the other room voice.
Then why will no one listen to me? I'm like, hi, it's cloudy today, but then people can see the sun, so no one carries an umbrella for protection, and then they get mad at me when I unload all over them.
So just because you're not a big cloud, that makes you think that you have no purpose?
Yeah, and no value.
No way, Jose. Look, kid, these storm clouds are all quick flash of lightning, and then boom, it's over. You're the sustained, nurturing, ejaculating some people down there and pray for it.
Really? Gosh, it is nice to feel wanted.
Kiddo, I have a confession to make. I never really told anyone, but I too had a performance problem. You see, I wanted to be a thin, wispy cloud high in the heavens. But this big old cloud chode kept me grounded. And those who can't rise to the occasion, coach.
You wanted to be a cirrus cloud?
You bet your tiny little dick I did. But life had other plans for me and kept me down to earth like a fog. Hell, now my best friend's a tulip farmer.
I like tulips. They're God's cheap roses.
And flowers need to get wet. They won't get mad at you for ejaculating all over their Georgia O'Keeffe faces. So, can I count on you, Nimbus?
You bet. I'll get started right now.
Hold on, kid. You forgot your R. Kelly, I can believe I can fly memorabilia canteen.
Oh, thanks.
Right now, get out of here and soak them good.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Wiggly's moist and happy friendship garden.
Well, thanks for coming to our Thanksgiving, Dad. How are the mashed potatoes? Oh, no, that's fine. I get it. You're drinking. Kids, are you enjoying the mashed potatoes?
I'm enjoying them just fine, Dad, Uncle Ned.
Yeah, just so you know, I mean, they're actually, they're keto. They're not actually mashed potatoes.
Oh,
yeah, it's cauliflower.
Oh, my God. You took my notes. I can't believe it. Thanks,
well,
Uncle Ned.
I try.
My God. No. Like, Mom and Dad never listen to us.
Hey, you know, we like real food. What's this keto crap you're bringing?
Dad, are you using a metal straw?
Yeah.
Do you know that kills the turtles?
I thought plastic straws.
It was plastic straws. Metal straws are actually good.
They
help the environment.
But
where
I
have
heard,
you been?
I read it on HuffPost that now the metal straws are bad, and that you should switch to compostable bamboo.
What's a HuffPost?
I don't know how you suck out of bamboo.
Really, Uncle Ned?
What? No, seriously. What's HuffPost?
Okay, boomer.
Whoa.
Dude,
he
got his keto mashed potatoes, man.
Jeez.
Why do you gotta be like that?
I mean, that's just like the cool thing. Would you rather me say 10-4
dinosaur?
No.
Oh my God.
Oh, come on. I'm not
old.
I'm not trying to be offensive. I would never want to offend anyone. I'm just stating the fact. If you were born before 1960, you're a boomer. That's just a fact.
What's
the problem with boomers, damn it? Huh?
Think that the housing market is something that's achievable by people our age now. I can't afford a home.
Hey, Dad, how do you say GIF?
How do you... you kids, you know, I tell you, you guys know nothing
GIF.
Nowadays.
He was going to say GIF.
You know,
totally say
you
GIF,
guys know nothing nowadays.
Him.
You don't know how hard it was.
What?
You know, I had to go buy a house. I had to work two jobs.
Yeah, you
and
bought
I,
a
yeah.
house for $2,500. That's what the mortgage was.
Oh, and the house is $2,500. It's the same comparable today.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
We have, like, I can't even right now.
Right, you can't. Just as usual.
Guys, can't we just not? I mean, we're having Thanksgiving dinner together. I don't understand why your two sides.
Well, I just don't appreciate that there's a murdered bird in the middle of the table like it's some centerpiece.
It's a turkey. It's traditional. But at the same time, we also made you vegan tofurkey.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
Look, it's all about compromise. I mean, it's like in the 80s when the Democrats and the Republicans would compromise on stuff that, you know, kind of turned out shitty later on. But I mean,
oh yeah, that reminds me. I changed the Wi-Fi password to impeach 45.
I have a fun game for you guys. Fuck, marry, kill Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, and that New York mayor guy Bloomberg.
I'd kill Bloomberg, marry Bernie Sanders, and I might fuck Warren.
You guys are nuts.
Can't I just vote for one of them and not fuck or kill either?
No, dude.
You have to choose. That's how the game works.
I don't really like how that game goes, but I'll go for it. I did all
Dad, who are you fucking?
He's fucking. Oh my God.
It's a game.
Dad, just tell him who you're fucking. It's fine. I don't.
Mrs. Smith, who lives down the block.
No!
I knew it.
You know? Hey, she's got
fucking
nice boobs.
Knew it.
Okay,
you know
guys,
what?
The mashed potatoes are
nice
getting
food.
Cold.
Yeah, I mean,
the mashed potatoes.
And how much
are
do those cost, Dad?
I don't know. I didn't pay for them.
Oh, I mean, much well. Like
and
houses.
Boomers invented those anyway, so you know,
yeah,
be
who,
happy.
Yeah,
boomers
and
also invented the nationwide debt, so I'm just putting that out there.
Ooh.
Anyway, the mashed potatoes are starting.
Thanks for the mashed potatoes, Uncle Ned.
To get cold.
Those are really good.
Yeah, yeah. Chewy. I mean, it's cauliflower. I added cream and butter and, you know, some Parmesan cheese.
Yeah.
You know, when I was in Vietnam, we didn't have any of this shit.
Okay, boomer.
We had real food.
I'm getting pretty hungry. I get it that we have our differences, but
yeah.
I also need to eat. You need to eat. We all need to eat.
I'm honestly, I'm too triggered
eat
to eat
your
right now.
Eat your tofurkey. Eat your shit. Whatever.
All right, guys. Happy.
Thanks, Uncle
Thanksgiving.
Ned.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks, Uncle
thankful
Ned.
For all of you.
I am thankful
yeah.
for all of you, too.
I'm thankful
yeah.
for
you owe me money.
Yeah. Okay, boomer.
WGLY.
Hey guys, good of you to come.
Oh, well, we love Italian, especially if you're paying. What's the occasion?
Well, I have something really important to tell you both.
Oh, honey, you know you can tell us anything.
Yeah, buddy. You know nothing could change our love for you.
Thanks, guys, but this is really difficult. Mom, Dad, I mean, I am...
Son, is it that you're gay?
What?
Oh, honey, we suspected something was going on. A mother knows these things.
Yeah, don't worry, champ. It's perfectly natural. We all know you were born that way.
Of course I'm gay.
Wait, what? What do you mean, of course?
Mom, I told you that 3 years ago.
What? When did you do that?
Guys, we were at the Jimmy Buffett concert. And we had this great, deep conversation. We talked long into the night. Don't you remember that?
Oh, buddy. Don't expect us to remember anything from the night of a Jimmy Buffett concert. I'll bet I was lucky I could blink my eyes in unison.
What happens in Margaritaville stays in Margaritaville.
Wait, so you haven't known I was gay all this time?
Well, no, not really. We figured that was your business.
And we didn't want to pigeonhole you. I mean, even if you were the only boy in the cheerleader squad.
And you did have the best legs.
Guys, how could you not know? I mean, I kissed my male roommate on the lips at Thanksgiving in front of Grandma.
We just figured he was European or something.
Yeah, well, wait. So, honey, if you didn't want to tell us you were gay, what did you want to tell us?
Well, it's a little embarrassing. Mom, Dad, I'm a Marvel Comics fan.
Are you sure?
I've thought this over long and hard, and yes.
Oh, honey, are you sure this isn't just a phase? I mean, we all experiment. I mean, I've read the Spider-Man comic strip in the newspaper.
No, Mom, I'm sure. I've been reading Marvel since before the Iron Man movies. I even liked Spider-Man 3.
No! This is unacceptable.
Steve, calm down.
I will not. We did everything to raise you right. Took you to every Batman movie when you were growing up, even the George Clooney one. Cosplayed as the Giffen-era Justice League. I even let you open the poly bag on my Death of Superman issue. All for this!
I'm sorry you feel that way, but I can't change who I am.
When did you know?
I mean, I always suspected it. When I was younger, I would always yell, Excelsior, when I got excited. And I could actually follow the plot in the Thousand of X-Men crossovers. And when I realized I liked my movies to be entertaining and profitable, I knew I could never be a DC fan.
Oh. Well, your mother might be willing to coddle you, but I'm not. Don't bother coming to the house until you come to your senses.
Honey, this is hard, but we'll get through. Your father will come around. Just give him time.
Do you really think so?
I do. Your father might be a bit old-fashioned, but deep down, he loves you. At least you didn't tell him you like manga.
Oh, God, I'm no monster.
WGLY.
Thank you guys for coming now to the meeting today.
Yeah.
Sure.
We are getting paid for this, right?
Of course you're getting paid for it.
All right, I got it then.
Okay, so we've been going through a number of different ad campaigns. We're really taking off here. So what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to give me the updates on how your ad campaigns are doing currently. So, Phil.
Yes.
Yeah, you were the one who was working on Twizzler's bleach-flavored licorice.
Yes, yeah, I'm really positive about that. It makes your lips white as hell.
That's
where I'm going with that one. Makes your lips white as hell.
Okay, that's makes your lips white as hell. Do you have a jingle to go with that or anything?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
Makes your lips go white as hell.
I see. You
can I went with the same theme. You know, I was kind of, that's kind of how I was feeling it.
Okay, all right. So you give it a little urban twist is what it sounds like.
Yeah, you know, it's got to be urban, you know.
Okay.
I mean, Twizzlers are an urban candy.
And they're an urban market. Okay, all right, we're going to go with that. That
all
sounds
right.
pretty good.
Good.
Janice?
Yeah?
How is the campaign going for the Asbestos, the world's first fireproof cereal?
Oh, I wish I got that.
Oh, yeah, the Asbestos. It's going good.
Uh-huh.
Unfortunately, we've had a few problems with the consumer testing problems. But, you know, when we tell people it sets a fire to your mouth, you know, hey, that covers any liability that we have with the testing.
You're putting the disclaimer in the product description.
Right. Asbestos puts a fire in your mouth.
That's very clever.
What else? We said it. We told you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. It's too bad Michael Jackson isn't still with us. We could get him for the ad campaign.
Oh, yeah,
with the flaming hair and stuff like
also
that.
Also with the white as hell, part, too.
White as hell. Oh, yes.
Yeah, that would have worked wonderfully.
Cross promotion.
Yes.
That's
yes.
good stuff.
You know, I actually worked on a song for the Asbestos.
Oh, yeah. Sing a little bit of that.
Asbestos-io.
Nice. What we got to do is we got to make sure it's far enough away from the Ricola jingle so we don't get sued.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
I'm working on that.
Okay, Jimmy. I know that you've been working on My First Douche, feminine hygiene for kids. Mm. So what angle have you got to sell that one?
So so what we're doing is you remember the Bratz dolls?
Uh-huh.
They were like funky and cool and fresh. Yeah.
Yes.
So we're doing that, but with douches. So it's like get a douche, get a free doll. So that way, we get them real young, and they learn about keeping clean down there. Because if you don't keep them clean down there, then people are like, oh, what's that smell? And you have to say, it's my vagina.
Yeah. Okay. All right. But we can't use vagina in the ad campaign.
No. We say bump bump.
Okay. All right.
I think we
can clear that through legal.
Yeah, so we don't say vagina.
Okay, right. And you had a jingle for that one as well, didn't you?
Yeah. It's little douche, put it right in your couche.
Okay, well, we're going to work on that. Let's see if we can get...
I thought it was a good one.
Yeah, we're going to get back to you on that
okay,
one.
Okay, no problem.
So keep working on that.
Sure,
I really enjoy that.
Sure.
And finally, who is working on the ad campaign, I forget, for the presidential action figures?
Yeah, that was a combo deal.
That was a combo deal?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Then you were doing the presidential. How is the JFK limited edition with the removable brain pan doing?
Oh, it's wonderful. You know, we actually got a Cadillac that can drive down the street and then go fast as hell when it needs to.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
okay.
It's really cool.
We can do some cross promotion with the Hot Wheels people.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, yes. Definitely. I could see that.
Okay, right. Okay, good. That'll be awesome. All right, guys. Well, I really appreciate you guys coming in and giving me the updates on how things are going so far.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's just about time for lunch, so let's go start drinking heavily, okay?
I mean, we deserve it.
Yeah, I'm all for that.
Yeah, you definitely deserve that.
Mr. Wiggly's moist and happy friendship garden.
So, guys, thanks for coming by. I mean, it's, you know, so cool that we haven't had a chance to get together in the longest time. So, you know, I really appreciate
that.
Well,
I mean, I'm just always busy. You know, I have a lot that I'm doing right now, so.
Hey, Tabby.
Yeah, Gracie. Well, I mean, of course I'm drinking a spritzer. It's avocado flavored. It's like new and it's awesome.
Avocado flavored.
Did you know that avocados, they're really bad for the environment? Well, and they're running out in Mexico and they're having to import them from other countries?
Well, I grow my own avocados, so like I don't have that problem.
Wait, so are they organic?
Yeah, they're like completely organic. Like there's bugs on them and stuff, but I just take them off.
Okay, well, I mean, they might be organic, but I mean, are they pico organic? You know, are they organic down to a molecular level?
I mean, I'm sure they are.
I mean, because really, we want to use cruelty-free molecules in all of our guacamole at this point.
I mean, that goes without saying. I mean, do you have any cruelty-free products that you found?
Well, I've got a cruelty-free assault rifle, which...
No. We do not support guns. We do not do that.
Well, that's the thing. It's not a standard gun. It's a slingshot. What is it? It's an artisan rifle.
Oh.
See, it's made.
Did you make it yourself?
Well, I made it myself, and it's made mostly out of hemp and cow dung.
No.
So it's 100% biodegradable.
That is so fucking sustainable.
You know what? Yeah. I'm gonna like crochet like a holder for you for that.
That would be fantastic.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Jer, is that almond milk in your chai tea latte?
It is.
Do you know that it takes more than 20 gallons of water to grow one almond?
I did, but I gotta admit, it's really good.
Yeah, but you have to switch to oat flax or, you know,
oat flax dries my mouth.
I don't give a heck, Jer.
I got a confession to make, you guys.
Ugh. Right.
Not this again.
I had a burger from McDonald's.
Holy
what?
Shit.
Dude.
What the hell, Jer?
It tasted good.
I feel bad.
I know.
We had a pack.
I know, but for some reason, the meat's juicier when it's been...
You know that they sell the Impossible Burger at Burger King.
I saw
That's
that.
All you have to do is just cross the street.
I thought it was impossible. Duncan?
Yeah, actually, at Jack in the Box, they sell a real Impossible Burger. It just doesn't exist.
Stop.
For real.
Stop.
No, totes. Wow. Totes real.
Stop.
Okay.
Well,
Jer, I don't know. You know, I'm very, very disappointed
We're
in you.
We're all disappointed, but honestly not surprised.
But really, what I'd like to know is, how did it taste?
You could really taste the abuse. It was really juicy. And honestly,
describe it to me.
I'm gonna have to probably give it up for Lent because it was really
don't
good.
Give it up. Keep
but
talking.
It was so juicy. I don't think meat's supposed to dissolve in your mouth like that.
I just vomited.
Did you
in
eat
my
the
mouth.
Whole The bun too? Yeah. The white bread?
No, that's carbs. Yeah,
you're not eating gluten too, Jer.
No, that's, I'm gluten free.
Thank God.
Describe the way the juices felt on your mouth. Describe that.
My God, it is like the grease and everything. Like it took me like 10 minutes to wash it all off.
Was
my
it fried in coconut oil at least?
I didn't bother asking. I was just too busy enjoying the meat. Like, I haven't had meat
God,
in
I'm
so
disgusted.
Long.
Oh,
no.
Yeah, this
God.
Is like going to a place that I'm not
getting
comfortable.
Getting a stomachache
like,
thinking about digesting meat right
no.
now.
And then you made me think about carbs too. Like, even though you didn't eat them, like I thought about them. And
no,
that's just making me gain
weird,
like 10 pounds
guys,
right now.
Guys, it's such a weird feeling digesting real food though.
Real.
Is it?
I haven't
what
done
does
it in
it
so
feel like?
Long.
Oh my
what
God.
Does it feel like?
I was actually able to poop normal.
You pooped?
I ate a whole bottle of Tums. It was amazing. We need
whole
to start
bottle.
Eating real food again. You guys, I think we're killing ourselves here.
Okay. Well, I have to go. I'm sorry, guys. I have to go.
Yeah, I have
it's
to go too.
It's not too much information.
I have to go too because I had a burger today.
Oh my God. If you want me, I'll be at McDonald's.
Men are disgusting.
Oh man. No, totally loving it.
Totally hating it.
Cause the air is hot and dry, and it's hard to get a good sandwich there and a really good piece of pie. Well, I never wanna live on Saturn, cause the air is dark and cold, and the only rings you wanna get from me are the ones that are made of gold. But it's better than spending an eternity floating in space with you. Fly away, sunny day, into the clear blue. Rocket fall, is that all I can get from you? Well, I never wanna live on Luna, because there is nowhere at all. And how can I tell in the vacuum of space that you're gonna take me for a fall? And I never wanna live on Terra, because the air is getting bad. So to pull me down into your gravity well, cause you're not the only love I've had. But it's better than spending an eternity floating in space with you. Fly away, sunny day, into the clear blue. Rocket fall, is that all I can get from you?
Mr. Miller, you wanted to see me?
Dodds, yes. Thank you for coming. My God, it is magnificent.
Sir?
Everything they said it would be. Marvelous.
The Lockhart report?
No, no.
Because I did work all weekend on that.
Yeah, good for you.
Put in late nights also.
Yes, yes, yes.
I especially like the way the PowerPoint crossfades.
Dodds! Stop projecting sound waves from your face hole. I called you here for a reason. Now, what do you know about art?
Art, sir? You mean like Rembrandt, Picasso, dogs playing poker?
Exactly. I'm a bit of a collector, don't you know? I might even be a bit obsessive.
Obsessive? Sir, you're a full-blown sociopath.
No need for flattery, Dodds. You already got the job. The point is I've made it my goal in life to acquire only the very rarest art pieces, even if it means going to the far corners of the earth to retrieve those pieces from the owner's cold, dead hands.
You must be a joy to travel with, sir.
I snore like a wildebeest, and my flatulence has caused holy men to renounce God, but I get the job done. And my job today is to add your piece of history to my collection.
Sorry, I didn't bring any history with me today.
Damn it, I'm talking about your head, boy. Dodds, do you understand that? Like Atlas, you bear a font of magnificence on your shoulders.
I what the who now?
Your cabeza, your noggin, the old brain pan, the control center, your meat computer, the top end of your spine, Mr. Thinky, your ever-loving hair-covered orifice-sporting head. I must have it.
You mean like an organ donation after I'm dead?
Stop joking, Dodds. I mean now.
Sir, if you just read the report, you'd see I'm still using my head to do work-related things.
Eh, we've got plenty of analytics monkeys that can take your place. Fabulous. This will look perfect across from the Mona Helen.
Do you mean the Mona Lisa?
Mona Helen. It's a secret Da Vinci, only in my collection. Better than the Mona Lisa.
I actually kind of like to see that.
Oh, and you will. You will. In fact, when your head is down in my secret crypt, it'll be all you'll ever see again.
Sir, are you proposing to cut off my head and keep it in some kind of ghoulish, stuffy, dank, crypty museum?
Good God, no! It's not stuffy at all. It's got central air.
Mr. Miller, I'm sorry, but you're insane. I can't be a part of this. You're a psychopathic lunatic. But more importantly, I have a presentation due for marketing.
Oh, fuck marketing. Damn it, Dodds. Can't you see you have a chance to be a part of history? Like the Mona Helen, Canadian Gothic, or Van Gogh's Starry Laundromat.
Sir, my work is my art. I can't just abandon it. Think of the mid-level managers bereft of interesting graphics or engaging statistics floating through presentations without amusing clip art. Lost! It's torture!
And they call me the crazy one. Dodds, I can fill your slot in 15 seconds. Any paper jockey in the office can give me this. My God, man. You're right. This is breathtaking. By all that's holy, I've never seen such perfection. It's as if the heavens opened up, God himself refilled the toner, and then printed this out. You have a secret mission, son. You must produce more of these reports for my collection. That's all you will do here from now on.
So, I get to keep my head?
Oh, yes, yes. I would never think of depriving you of something so useful. Why, you couldn't live and work without your head. It's not just useless skin.
Well, that's a relief.
Quite right. So, speaking of useless skin, are you doing anything with your penis?
Mr. Wiggly's moist and happy friendship garden.
So, guys, thanks for coming out today and, you know, checking out my new home theater.
It's okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, kind of last year, but that's cool. That's
last
cool, I
year.
Guess.
It's like vintage, sort of.
Right.
Are you kidding? I have 12-channel, three-dimensional, holophonic, Dolby, DTS, octophonic sound.
You know, I don't really know what you just said, but I have a projector set up in my room.
Shh! I have ants.
You, excuse me?
Ants.
What do you mean, ants?
Ants.
So yeah, instead of pixels with little LED lights, the ants all have their own LED lights stapled to their backs, and they kind of spin around and make the picture. It's amazing.
He taught them all on his own, and I find that really inspiring.
And to be fair, I tried to do it on my own. I had to call Paul Rudd up and ask him how he controlled ants first, and he gave me some pointers.
Wait a minute. So you don't have a stereo system or a way of listening to music. You have trained ants.
Yeah, well, they make sounds.
Yeah, ants talk.
Have you ever heard of an ant opera?
No.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness.
You are missing out.
Dude, Insect Don Giovanni?
Oh. I cried.
But it's not like the ants can make the sound of a full orchestra.
Sure they can.
Wait. Are you telling me that these ants can duplicate the sound of an entire symphony orchestra?
Are you telling me that ants can duplicate the sound of an entire symphony orchestra?
You know, nothing's impossible unless you don't try.
Yeah, have you ever tried to train ants to make up an entire orchestra?
No, I haven't, because it's a ridiculous idea. They're
they
ants.
Have six arms.
Yeah, what and they got little clicky things in front of their mouths.
What,
it's
are
cool.
they playing little tiny violins or something?
Yeah.
What? Do you think they're playing full-size violins?
Don't be ridiculous.
Idiot.
Of course they do. You know how long it took me to craft each oboe?
A long time. I watched him. It took 20 years.
Okay, so you're telling me that you have an entire army of trained ants who can play orchestra instruments all in time with each other and make the exact same sounds as an orchestra.
Well, Pablo's kind of sucky at it, so he might get the flip-flop. You know,
who is flip-flop. Pablo?
The ant.
He's the second bassoon.
Pablo's the second bassoon. You have more than one ant bassoon?
Yeah.
That's not a symphony, then.
Right,
you need at least
full sound.
Two, three Wait. Of each instrument to make a full symphony. Have you ever been to the Chicago Symphony Orchestra?
Come on, man. What are you, a Philistine?
Have you ever seen Yo-Yo Ma play?
Wait, are you saying Yo-Yo Ma is an insect?
No, well, but he's set in with them sometimes.
Yeah.
So you're saying that the greatest cellist in the world has...
He said that Gretchen's actually a better cellist.
Who's Gretchen?
My first cello.
Your aunt first cello.
Yes, not my aunt, but my aunt.
An insect.
Yo-Yo said that. He said, Gretchen, you have surpassed me.
And he had a tear in his eye when he said that.
Yeah.
And then he quit his job.
He literally broke his cello in my living room.
It was actually a really sad thing to watch.
I kind of liked it, I'm not going to lie.
Oh.
I can't believe what I'm hearing. I don't
You
believe
better
it.
Believe it.
Okay. Well, I feel sorry now that I actually invited you guys over for listening to my stereo.
I mean, it's cool. We all like to slum it.
Yeah, I mean.
Okay. Well, thank you guys for coming over, but please don't ever, ever come over to my house again.
Yeah, no problem. Mm-hmm.
Dear God.
Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden live at Lawler's Bar on Archer in Chicago, Illinois, was written and performed by Mike Oliferovich, Nick Mataragas, Patrick Harrington, Woo! Rebecca Rivers, Woo! Roland Petruni, Taylor Koch, Woo! Isaiah Heaton, and Alan Morgan. Woo! Music by Pop Machine. Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden is a Memoriam Development production. Thank you all very much.